Blog Talk Radio.
Dagger bitches, you down with it.
Uh-huh.
Know y'all didn't think the witty game was with it on this.
Nigga, we here, nigga.
Motherfucker wear like air.
I know them. The homies.
I got five, West got five, now that's 10. Only B got five, two with it, two that make a twin. I B got five, that make a quota, nigga keep up. These beans for the trees, so please roll that weed up. Khaki stay creased up, my tuck stay late. I wake and bake a straight ace to the face. In case you was wondering, I'm fresh, the best me. Always smoking top shelf, never smoking stress. And yes, we be the dopest niggas in here. Hood bound, we clowns, and war I declare. I swear, I will smoke you niggas to sleep.
Your little lungs is too small to hot box with me.
Sticky green, no seeds, guaranteed to be the best move. Hit the blunt and let it go, bang the fold and let it go.
You ready for
the show, bro, you know we full of throttle. Smoke weed and get high, got five, that's the motto.
12 on the grind, I'm staying high while I'm getting it. The hustle's in my blood, you dropping five before you hit this. Piece of 45 from my plug, it's like Christmas. I keep a loaded nine, you'll get plugged, yeah, dismissed. Bitch, it's snowing LA before you hit this. I keep the foes in motion, burning trees like a death wish. I smoke shit like a nigga ain't never had shit. My eyes red like my motherfucker flag, bitch. I tag shit while reaching for my last zit. Hit it two times, hold it, then pass it. Switches by the case and trees by the batch, bitch. Smoke so potent you can smell it through the bag, bitch. Smoke to get high, smoke to pass time. If you from where I'm from, then you smoke to get by. So no sticks, no seeds, only five cush weed. I got five on the piece, nigga, dub IG.
We got five on it.
Five.
Hit the shop and buy some weed. We got five on it. Mo THC, no stems, no seeds. We got five on it. Yo, twist them blunts and roll them fast. We got five on it. So how about to pull my strap?
Turn up, gang. Yelling, fuck a bitch, smoking blunt to the face. Drank Remy, no chase. Pill popping, no shade. These is the face. Criminals, the game. Molly Hennessy is like a pistol on the sea. 110 so ways to make you obsolete. Two bound gangsta, check the taps in the prop notes. I got five times four on the drink and the dro. Play them all, no exemption. We normally get lifted. Broke bitches say the fuck on my vision. 4DB, where the bitches at? That's witty, extended clip. Anybody can get it. Load and throw, pass it back and forth. Thick and low, tip and slow. Got five on everything when y'all go to the store. Pop a Molly and woo. I'm on, it's the bitch I'm ballin'. Ha ha, she gone.
You see, smoking keeps me living, also keeps me from sitting. So I got five on whatever. Let's get this session beginning. So we can smoke out the building, roll up the blunts and you're sparking. We only look like we on fire.
Please don't call it a party.
Some of y'all be smoking weed and then you get all paranoid. I get annoyed. Should be overjoyed. Drama know that I avoid and those that lack intelligence. If it ain't about my money, music, we that shit's irrelevant. Smoking on that presidential ooey gooey sticky loose. Family got suspended. We're suspenders when I laugh at stupid. I make you want to sue me even if you never knew me. Yeah, I'm so high, staring at ghosts, smoking George Clooney. Somebody change the movie. Thirsty bitches on my sleeve. Fucking or we matching or you gonna go and buy the weed. Bitches wanna smoke a nigga's weed and then don't give them nothing. I don't even wanna fuck, but damn, bitch, I'm out of
something.
Hit the shop and buy some weed. We got five on it.
Yeah.
Mo THC, no stems, no seeds. We got five on it.
Five.
Yo, twist them blunts and roll them fast.
That better be no pinheads, bitch.
We got five
bitch.
On it. So how about to pull my strap?
Bam, bam,
yes. What's up, everybody? Welcome back another Friday to Theory of a High Mind, where it's wine, not wine. However, I'm on that henna because anything is possible, right? Yes, baby, we are back. I'm sorry I haven't been here for the past couple of weeks. I've had a couple of shows, a couple of performances, a couple of things happen. Emotions, all kind of stuff happened. But tonight, I'm going to try to touch on some of those things tonight. However, I'm going to touch on it on the basis of the subject tonight, which I kind of put it as, you know, my space, outer space, your space, we space, who's space, in space, on space, I don't know, whatever. Space is the key word tonight. It's the key word. But as you know, as you see that I was already doing, trying to get my mind right, so I can be ready for you guys tonight, and we can have a great topic and great discussion. Haven't got the live going yet because, you know, every time I get the live going, people want to come in, come out, because they waiting for me to talk. So we're going to play some music while I get lifted real quick, and then right before the last song, I'm going to put the live on, and we're going to get into this. Let's go on and start it with Real With It. Weekend vibes, you know that's mean, baby, because it's Friday and we got to have them weekend vibes cracking, baby. It's going to be cracking this weekend. It's cracking every weekend because it's my weekend. The only time I get off. And, you know, we started off right here with this area behind mine, so let's get it cracking for tonight. Weekend vibes. Let's see if we can get cracking.
Bitches looking at me sideways, in and out of traffic, I don't take this shit lightly. Mouth is always moving, but the horn sits quietly. Driving with my knee, arm stretched, biting me. Look in your mirror, seeing that you're still eyeing me. Can't accelerate if you're focused on what's behind me. Apply this shit to life and you see the fucking irony. And yet the bitch still keeps trying me. Act like she on the road, but plates say Hawaii. Cali driving different, so please move to the ride, please. I can't be a bitch, but I'm asking you politely. You're the only one breaking, so I silently pray to the God above and moving like I'm criminally insane. Past the three lanes, accelerate. Gotta see what zombie look like. Okay. Hey, this is the weekend vibe. Click up with some queens, fresh, clean body built just like a dreamer. With fit attitude so mean, dripped out, got you looking like a fiend. Meet in the parking lot so we can chief. Pass the bottle, get lit or redeem. Draw you in, pump your brakes, it's a team. Can't break the circle unless you laugh at me. Hit the spot, tables lock, live streaming. Hearts drop, dick twitch, and pussy screaming. Mesmerized by what they are seeing. All the different shades of blackness are in dream. In between the love, head is in their feelings. Oh, and shave, we got the lights in here, I deal with. Don't give a fuck, get a number, a few reasons. Invite them to the sweet, kick them out before the sun sets. Hey. And breakfast sound great. Can't remember what the last meal I ate. Potato with a stack of pancakes on my plate. Bacon and some eggs, keep it coming with my drink. Belly hella full, I can finally go to sleep. Being naked with my queens ain't never a fucking thing. The hunger fell asleep on the bed the wrong way. So when I wake up, all I see is a pussy up in my face. Oh my. What a great way to start another day. Watch the sunset and prepare for another play. One more night with all the fuckery. Gotta play hard when you work like a motherfucking slave. Hey, hey, hey.
We drippin' for the motherfuckin' weekend. I'm turned up rolling the freeway. Full clips on the gas pedal, plane on the runaway. The 16 make them run away. Don't play touchdown like any given Sunday. I'm running laps like a relay. Hostess, I ain't fucking with them cream puff brulee. Coming for that money and I'll make it back in two ways. Stuck in the millennium but do the old school way. Hypnotic, I'm psychotic, but I got it standing at the head of the line while you plotting. Overripe banana, you know, for brown spotting. All around the world, I'm hard on the world trotting. Now get ready for the green light. Full speed ahead, no hesitation for them red lights. And you better get your mind right. I'm in the game and I'm taking up the spotlight. Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hate on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hate on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it. Cody B, been with it. So you know I'ma kill it. I love beef. Bring it on. I got a stove and a skillet. Now I may never finish.
What's the business?
I ain't even started yet. Gotta whisper to these bitches, that'll get them wet. But I'm all about my tax, music, and the weed smoking. Bitches wanna see me broken, laughing while they die. But the niggas, I don't fuck with them, they acting like they bitches now. You see me with some niggas, then you know they rapping. This shit is way too easy, daggers known for killing me. To make it big booty, bitches, then they tap their butt cheeks. Take a seat, I'm never weak. I don't even like to think I grew up a scrub. We tackle niggas on the concrete. But look, I'm still here, 6'6", no fear. Weed smoking, pill popping, hold on, where's my drink? Good looking cousin, I'm buzzing. This is what the band about the dagger.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hate on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hate on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
See, can't nobody fuck with this. When KO's on the mic, I'm on some different type shit. Tryna make a meal on some day and night shit. Arm like a bomb, better duck a mic check. Boom, when I step in the room, temple of doom. Taking out the trash, lead the amateurs the broom, huh? And I ain't flocking with the buzzard. Want a piece of pie, so I'm cooking up the custard. And I'm a rude motherfucker. Standing at the top, can't see, cause there's no other. MC Brady to me, flipping the beat. And I ain't got no time to starve, I gotta eat. So I'm stacking up the paper just to get a bigger residence. Killing for that president. Trying to come at me, it's like tampering with evidence. I call it how I see it, cause you other rappers hesitant. Watching how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hate on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Watching how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hate on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Check my heart rate, nigga, I'm dying. I'm flying, that yum-yum. Make a nigga go stupid, dum-dum. He a sucker, dum-dum. And I blow pop cherries like blum-blum-blum.
Okay.
Anybody check me, nigga, where did you come from? Yeah, we blowing sticky. I got a devil on my shoulder, that's little Nicky. He tryna sell me on that face like my nigga Biggie.
Okay.
But we stay faded, faded, faded like some old dickies. Just throw with me now. Who is your supplier? Do he got that buyer? If it is not sticky when we roll it, he a liar. Tell me, is my eyes red? Yo man got some bomb head. We make love and then we fuck and then we do it again, yeah.
Shorty, won't you roll, get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you roll, get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you roll, get a bag of the lethal?
That yum yum, that yum yum, yum yum, yum yum.
Shorty, won't you roll, get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you roll, get a bag?
Money on my mind, no cheapskates. She a cheap date, that two for dub. Rearrange motherfuckers like Rubik's Cubs. I mean cubes, what are we saying? We cheapin'? High as a kite, I'm surprised that I'm breathing. I cannot lie, so much dope up inside that my lips hella dry. And I rap like I'm tweaking, tweaking, tweaking. Smoking in a pigeon coop,
Craig, Devo, Debbie, and Felicia too. And your boy rock me like a bye baby. Hit me after 12 and we probably gonna be freaking Louis V shades on. And I heard that your pussy getting paid for. I'm talking market value after market crash. Your pussy trash, your nigga wanna read
the roof. The roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire.
Well, let that motherfucker burn. Pass the blunt and turn me on.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal?
That yum yum, that yum yum.
Excuse me if my blinker ain't on. I ain't perfect, but we are on a cloud. And we ain't coming down. No, we ain't coming down. No, we ain't coming down. Down, down.
Riding on that 405 swerving.
Excuse me if my blinker ain't on. I ain't perfect, but we are on a cloud. And we ain't coming down. No, we ain't coming down. No, we ain't coming down. Down, down.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of
the
lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal?
That yum yum, that yum yum, yum yum, yum yum.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal?
Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', baller, big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', baller, big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', baller, big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', baller, big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol'. And I got me a big old chick, went and bought me a big old house. Got me a little sexy bitch, all she do is run a big old mouth. Sitting up in a big old truck, smoke like see them big old clouds. Got something on my little old lap, guaranteed to lay your big ass down. Yeah, y'all know I do a big boy. Let me take you back when I was small time. I started out with a little old pack, now I got more white than a chalk line. House got a big old room, room got a big old bed. Old girl got a big old butt, but I think that she big old dead. Got a old school Chevy with a big old motor, 450, 4-bolt, 30 over. Ball on that bitch like a cane cobra. When I get a spraying, boy, you can't control her. I love her when she back it up and bend it over. Old girl got a body like a big old loafer. I don't play no games, but I show her poker. Coolie go deep like a little old goat. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunts, big old guns.
I need a big old booty bitch like it's my birthday. I need some head on the job at the booth. I already know I met her at the concert. I'ma get the booty on the first day. Put a bitch in city sitting prison. She said, boy, stop playing, stop flirting. I said, no bitch, I'm serious, I'm prison. I know that's why you came here in the first place. Bitch, you wanna meet me in person. You be singing all the words in my verses. Said that talking like a big old person. The dick curve like the neck on a parakeet. On the road on the weekend working. So fuck with me on Tuesday and Thursday. And the pussy water time still surging. I guess I'ma be big ol' surfing. I guess I'ma be big ol' snorkeling. You gonna be big ol' squirting. We gonna make a big ol' mess. Run up for the slippery surface. Your man looking so you're getting nervous. Your mess alert won't stop chirping. You just rolled your eyes and the couple of the lines.
Swallow that big old service.
Everything I do, big ol', everything I do, big ol', ballers, big ol', big ol', nuts, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol', everything I do, big ol', ballers, big ol', big ol', blunts, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol', everything I do, big ol', ballers, big ol', big ol', blunts, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol', everything I do, big ol', ballers, big ol', big ol', blunts, big ol', guns.
With nigga Tennessee, black and two steps on the side of crazy. Got predicted queen and extraordinary philanthropy. Giving niggas life when these bitches keep trying to press me. Only goal in life to stay black and die on everything. Compton breed a pucker and spring ghetto and uppity. Trying to find a balance between good and evil, the blasphemy. Got me contemplating on snapping these folks that blanking me. Keep me relevant, public toilet crappy lips. Running over till I punch they ass up with a double fist. Feeling better, finally no longer full of shit. Fucking prison, let me take a mental pick. The moment that you thought you were relevant, gotta be quicker than that, you punk bitch. Snatch your whole dreams real quick. Your member or don't member it. Now I know the verdict, you's illiterate. Let me repeat again, but put in simple terms that you'll understand. I'm a woman, name real. Your name, no reveal. You say bad things, what's the deal? I say talk to me, you say kill, but I'm with it though. Now you chill, can't look past all that, that's for real. So when I see you know what time it is. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Real G's keep it real at all costs. Even if it means you gotta take your own loss. They ain't passing out no blames when you know it's your fault. Can't nobody jeopardize what you was already taught. But you don't hear me though. Words ain't even bombed anymore. That's for sure. If I said it, best believe it's a go. My approach will have a bitch looking like a fucking joke. Ain't a bully, but I need you to be in the dough. Don't think about it, be about it. Or make peace about it. If my patience wears thin, I'm gonna have to leap about it. If I end up going to jail, I may have to weep about it. But I promise I won't forget about it. Ha, making me the hot topic. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Keep that same energy and I counter it. Hey, don't let the smooth taste fool ya. Straight cut from California. Quick to a roll up on her. Blasting her about it, my birth around the corner. No sticks, no knives, no heat. Just some old fashioned ass whooping in the street. Shake hands after you get your ass beat. Learn your lesson about fucking with me. Molly walk your ass, but I'm still a lady. Whatever wave you're on, keep that same energy. Respect is on my name, that's the way it's supposed to be. And tell them other bitches what you know about me. I promise it, no sucker shit. They wanna give you this. Keep that same energy and I counter it. 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 Keep that same energy and I counter it.
Keep that same energy and I counter it.
Ask the
whole about me. I fucked up with you one time. I'm a beast with it. I turn into a different person. You don't want this shit.
A whole different person. I promise y'all, when I make music, I'll be telling the truth about myself. That's all I could do. Welcome back to Theory of a High Mind for my live people. I've been going since 9 o'clock, but I got to get my mind right, have my music going. And I know some of y'all don't be wanting to hear the music, even though I'll be over here turning it up like, hey, all by myself. Hey. But I hope everybody had a great week. We made it through, thank God. You know what I'm saying? I didn't make it all the way through, but I made it here. Ooh, thank God we're here for Thursday, for Friday. Theory of a High Mind, y'all. Tonight's topic, outer space. Just mind your space. You know, I wanted to get into the topic of space together, but I also wanted to talk about it in a way where people would understand that I'm interpreting things that happened over the past few weeks. It's been a while since I've been back, The reason why it's been a while is because I had a couple of shows, had a couple of birthday parties. You know, I'm even considering switching the days of my show because Fridays is a very hectic day for me. If I can do it like on a Wednesday or something, you know, maybe I should do a poll, like what day you think I should do my show on. But neither here nor there. We're talking about space tonight. Maybe that's something that needs to be brought up. And, you know, I cannot talk about space without giving much respect, much love to my late husband for giving me an opportunity to learn me enough to like me. See, that's hard for a lot of people to do. They don't like themselves. That's why they always need to be around people. You know, y'all know me, I be getting heavy with my talk. You know, that's why I say it's a theory of a high mind. You know, we getting high, we talking, we shooting the shit. This is what I do. I tell y'all all the time on Facebook, those who follow me, I tell y'all all the time, I ain't shit. I'm the worst person to follow. You don't know where I am. You don't know which part of my brain, what personality decided to take over for that moment. I can't even say for that day because it's not even a whole day that they get, to be honest. Mood just switches. And I've been going through that lately, a lot more than what I would like to. But I thank my husband for giving me time to myself to learn me, to learn what I like, what I don't like, what my interests are, things that I want to do for myself, made me think about what I want to do. And see, when you start thinking like that, you can't really think like, oh, I got this plan, this is what I'm going to do, and that's it, because that plan may not go the way you want to. So me being a realistic person, I always come up with a plan A, plan B, plan C. Anytime I'm trying to come out of a hole or something, I'm trying to figure something out, anything that I have a complaint about, if I find myself venting to my friends about something too much, I know that's something that I need to change because that's something I don't want to continue to vent about. That's something I don't want to continue to complain about. There's something I have to complain about all the fucking time. It's something I need to change. I got to change me. I got to change my atmosphere. I got to change who I allow in my space. See, it was a subject that I talked about back in way back, one of my old episodes where I talked about the algebra of life, how to apply algebra to life. And right now I'm at an exponent moment. And when I talked about the exponent moment, when you apply it to life, you're saying that you are an individual, but you have all these people that are attached to you that are your exponents. They can be negative or they can be positive. You have to figure out what they are and if they're worthy to be kept and how far you go keep them. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we like that toxic shit, but that don't mean that they have to be this close. That don't mean they have to be in your space. You know, that inner circle that they talked about on Meet the Fockers, that inner circle is really important. Because those are the motherfuckers that you know you can always go to if you ever need something, rather if it's just to lean on somebody's shoulder. I've had a few days over the past couple of weeks where I was down. And there was a few people that knew about it. Because those were the ones that I can really go to in those moments. There's still a few. I got a pretty, you know, they usually say you have no more than 5 friends, you know. I've been blessed to have a little bit more than that. I ain't going to say it's 10, though, because it ain't that much. But I've been blessed to be associated with women and men that can show me something, show me how to fish, and not just give me a fish. You know what I'm saying? Motivate me to be a better version of myself, because that's what they want to do. are because I'm doing that, they want to do that. You know. But back to the space thing. Exponents. Positives. Negatives. You know what I'm saying? I noticed that there's a lot of people that really don't like spending time with themselves. And it's fucked up because these are the same people that want you to be around them. And it's like, if you don't like being around you, why would I want to be around you? And see, because of my husband teaching me how to learn me and like me, I learned that I'm an awesome motherfucker. I get that I have some qualities about me that make me great. And I love spending time with me. I don't have to accommodate nobody but me. If I want to go get something to eat, I don't have to question nobody else on what they want, minimize what I want to get because I got to get somebody else something to eat. I can go pig the fuck out, go give me a nice meal and some dessert on the side and a big-ass drink. Maybe some ice cream, too, depending where I am. I can smoke a cigarette or a blunt and don't have to worry about nobody watching me cool, wondering when I'm going to put it out, if it's bothering them, monitoring how many I smoke. I don't have to worry about if someone's uncomfortable or not because I'm just worried about my comfort. I love that space. I create a peace for myself. I call my home the secret garden. Why? Not because I want everything that goes on around here to be a secret, but because I want it to be peaceful. It's a pocket of heaven, which is a secret, in the middle of Compton. I have no problem with that. It's my peace. Because my whole thing is I want to be able to have a home that is like my vacation place, where I know I have the things that I would want if I was on vacation. So that way when I go to vacation, I don't need those things on vacation. I can just go and enjoy what I'm going to enjoy out there instead of having a luxurious room. Because that's one of the things that bother me about going on vacation. Everybody got to have a nice luxurious room. For what? We're not going to be in this motherfucker like that. Let's go to get a Momo, knowing that the only time we're going to be in here is when a nigga got too drunk and got to sleep it off. Because on vacation, you drink the whole motherfucking time. Some people don't get that, but you do. Fuck what you heard. Especially if you're not driving. I drink to that. But with this space, me having one in my space has gotten me in trouble a lot of times. Because a lot of people look at it as being rude, I guess, the distance, being an introvert instead of it's something else that I don't want to be. You know, I've had several people come in and out of my life and say the same thing. And I had to correct them on themselves. Like, baby, I've been the same since I was with my husband because my husband taught me this shit. Baby used to be like, oh, this is going on for the weekend. We got to go do this. Well, how about you go do it? I'm going to stay home and get the house clean. And I already have the house clean before he leaves, so I can just sit down and chill, watch what I want to watch, play my video game in the living room as long as I want to without no problems, take a break and smoke something, get something to eat that I want to eat. You know, I used to do that. I used to take days off when my husband was around, just to go have me days. And my me days consisted of me going to sit down and eat somewhere. 9 times out of 10, I would use it on a day that I have a doctor's appointment or something. So I can be like, oh, I'm going to leave work early for this, but really I'm just not going to work at all because I'm going to eat first. And then I'm going to take the bus over there and take care of that. And then I'm going to go back over here and get me a treat. Then I'm going to bring my ass home. Yeah, because I found out that it's okay to treat yourself. And treating yourself doesn't mean that you always got to have somebody with you. And why is it a problem for one person to sit down at a fucking restaurant table by themselves? I see nothing wrong with that. I will sit down in a minute. That means I don't have to share this table with nobody. I can get what the fuck I want, spread the bitch out, and dare anybody to say something. And if I got work to do, like back during those times, I was in school. So it made it easier that I put my laptop up there, and I'm just like, eat. Then it don't look so bad. Even if it's just a little book, and I'm writing my notes in the book, I'm doing something. But I don't give a fuck if I'm doing something or not. I will go by myself. I will go to a movie by myself. I will sit down at a restaurant by myself. I will go anywhere by myself. It's not a problem. Not a problem. Because the comfort level you get when you are alone is peaceful. I don't have to have the TV on. I don't have to have anything going, just maybe some air. I would sit here and play a game on my phone and just be chill because that relaxes me. It's a peaceful moment because there's no noise going, and I'm just as quiet as myself. But, of course, when you work at a job like I work at it where it's very chaotic and you have to deal with the chaos day in and day out, it takes a toll on you. You want some quiet, you know. You get peace within the quiet. I get peace within my music. That's my therapy. I get peace within the right settings when you have a bubble bath. Those are my peaceful moments. Those are how I de-stress throughout a hard day. It's not everybody's job is easy. My job is not easy. I'm not going to sit up there and say it is. It has its easy moments, but it is not easy. Not no shape, form, or fashion. Wear and tear on the body, wear and tear on the brain, wear and tear on your mental, emotions, physical, every fucking thing. Had me thinking, is this what I'm supposed to be doing for the next 30 years? I don't know. I don't know. Really had me questioning that. Because, again, I want to make sure I'm at peace. And it's hard to do that when you come home and all you want to do is just be in peace. Because that chaos takes so much out of you. It takes so much out of me that quiet that I try to be in end up putting me to sleep. Can't do it. Like, I felt like my peace was being attacked in my space. And all I wanted to do was figure out why. Talking to a friend about a dream that I was having or something that was going on with me and how I woke up. And it was just like you fight with some demons in your sleep. You got some demons in your bed that's fighting with you. And I said, you know what, you're right. You know, at first I thought she was talking about a whole person, like, ain't nobody laying in my bed with me, it's just me. Girl, I'm talking about real demons. Yes, you're right. To the point where I said, you know what, I got to break out my sage and burn some and find one of them other things I got around here and burn that too. Just to assure that the spirits just go away, the bad ones at least. I don't need to be at battle in my space. That's horrible. Especially when you're a kind person. You know, some people, I put up that post, I said, when you give somebody an inch and they start skating, and I put up a skating, like, they skating around. That's what happens a lot of times in my life. I'm one of them people that I want you to feel comfortable around me. I want you to be yourself around me. Why? Because I want to be able to be myself around you. Regardless, because my topics get real grunchy. Those who know me. I just put up a post just recently talking about I'm not the type of person you can put on speakerphone. You have to announce that I'm on speakerphone because I would say some shit that's inappropriate for certain people to hear. I need to be censored. But those are for people who really know me. Those who really don't know me, I'm going to get on the phone and be appropriate. But those are the ones I let into my space. Like I said, it's less than 10, more than 5. I got lucky. But see, just because I got that number doesn't mean that we kick it all day, every day. We see each other all the time. It's not like that because we got real lives, real families, real grown, reality. So we make time for each other. We chill with each other. We make it a point to contact each other and be in each other's lives. But that's what we want to do. Because we see ourselves in each other. And we've been around each other long enough to love each other and appreciate each other for who they are. You know, those are the ones that are in my space. And see, I can't even throw those that I'm talking about that are in my space like that are really family, because I don't even rock with my family like that. That's why it pisses me off when other people that know me feel like I'm not rocking with them like that. No, it's not like that. My space. Found out I was an awesome person and I like to spend time with me. It's one of those things, bitch. Oh, shit. But, again, when you get a chance to be by yourself, you realize, you know, let me turn on something on the TV. Let me see what I like. I was able to figure out things that I like. That's how I was able to get into watching Big Brother. Those who watch Big Brother, you know about it. You know this is the first season. We got a black guy to win. Shout out to, Alexander. Yes. First black person to win Big Brother. I've been watching it since the Crazy Dick season. That was like season 5. Got other people in my family on it watching that shit. And I learned that there was some other stuff that I liked. Started watching movies. I had no clue of what it was. Just put something on to make noise in the background while I'm on the phone and find out that I like the shit. Go figure. See a couple of actors and actresses that I know in a movie title when I'm looking up stuff, put it on my list, watch it, end up liking the movie. House of D. Ooh, how that happened. You know what I'm saying? Running Scared. Ooh, never even knew this movie, but it's good. Glad I found it. Not the old version, the newer version. You know, I was able to enjoy myself so much that I wanted so much time with me. And then when I finally got it, I didn't know how to handle that. I didn't know what the fuck to do with it, that I needed other people around to associate with me while I went through this, because I wasn't used to being just, no one to take care of, no one to talk to, no one to call, no one, nothing. So, of course, I took this moment in my life. And I don't know if I'm right. I'm guessing as far as what I think God is expecting for me. I think I have gotten comfortable and built my relationship with my parents and my grandparents before they passed, and even my uncle, to the certain point where when they were all taken away from me, I was comfortable in what I was doing. Even though I was doing a lot, riding my bike from Compton to Carson to Torrance, back to Compton, you know, just to go to work and take care of my grandparents. You know what I'm saying? I was doing all of this, and I was comfortable with it. And then all of that got snatched away. And then I didn't have none of that to do. So I felt like God was saying, okay, you got comfortable with that, and you made amends with them where you're good on that side. Now you got to get good on this side. And that's what I feel like he's trying to tell me. Like, I need to, you know, make this other side that I don't have that relationship with, mend that bond, and remember that there's a family still there. We are still a family. However, as I was thinking like that, and as I tried over the few years that I was doing it, I realized it's pointless when the other people aren't doing the same thing, aren't, you know, reciprocating and giving me the same energy. So then I started questioning, well, what is really the factor am I supposed to learn? Because I'm not trying to be my grandmother. Because it's about my space. My space. You know what I'm saying? And I've learned that I'm always wanting people to be comfortable around me, but I try to explain that just because I want you to be comfortable doesn't mean that my comfort is deceased. It just dissipates. You know what I'm saying? My comfort is important too. One thing I learned about family members, because it always happens with family members because, you know, they've been around you the longest. They know how you tick. They know what they can and cannot do with you. They know what they can get away with, you know. So they're always going to push your buttons, always. They love you, but they know what they can do with you. Why? Because you haven't put your foot down. By talking about myself. So there are things that happen with certain members of my family where I had to say to myself, you don't have no respect for me. None whatsoever. And it's been in several different situations over the years, and that's when I had to take a step back. Because one thing I was learning, being on my own with no one behind me in my corner, just me by myself, just God, me, God, just, you know, going to bat just like this, you know. You got to stand up for yourself and protect your space. And the only way you're going to be able to protect your space is to be able to stand up and say what you mean and mean what you say. You know. I'm not always good at that because sometimes I'll say something and in the past I've had people find a loophole. And it was like, really? I got to tell you not to do that too? That's weird. You know. We give so much of ourselves sometimes that we forget that we still need to do for ourselves. You know. And when we talk about space, we also talk about boundaries. Yeah, I've had some situations over the past couple of weeks that happened to me that it was like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? I was in a competition. Now, those who know me know that I rap in a group. The Bounce First Lady, woo woo, real with it, yes. In this group, we are all doing our own separate music, but we do music together. I'm working on my own music right now, so I call myself getting in a competition. Now, I've never performed by myself. I did this first competition, and I made it all the way to the finals, but I didn't win. I said, no problem. Because my music skipped a couple of times, and I was like, all right, we're not going to do this. So when I entered the second competition, I was like, all right, made it to the finals again. Let's do this, you know. Music messed up and everything. Now, I got my homies in the building, and they riding for me like, man, why you keep fucking up her music? What's going on? What's going on, you know? Y'all doing this shit on purpose, you know. And I love my folks. I love my folks because they be looking out for me. However, it's a competition, and one of the things they judge me on is professionalism, and that just doesn't go for me. It goes for the people that come with me. So even though you're trying to ride for me, it's coming off a different way, especially when someone that doesn't have no business riding for me at all is doing the most and putting more on it, and then you come around trying to be professional about it, and they already annoyed with what this person says, so they're not taking heed to what you're saying. So it makes it bad, and it makes me look bad. So it was one of those moments where I had to clean it up and let it be known like it ain't no love lost, you know what I'm saying? I understand what it was because I did get it, you know what I'm saying? I bought this computer like 5 years ago. I have not updated the systems. It's not an Apple. It's not a Mac. It's a simple a Dell or HP or one of these motherfuckers. Android. I'm an Android baby. I knows how to work with that, you know? So me trying to download my music off of my computer onto a flash drive and use it on one of their Mac or Apple's books or whatever, and use it on their program, it's not working. In fact, it's starting to skip, and it's not playing right. So now I got to maneuver and figure out some other shit on how I can do it. So now I got a plan for if next time that happens, backup phone, put all my music on there, won't have to worry about nothing. Don't have to have nothing on this phone but the music. And make sure. But even then, I'm one of them people. I'm from Compton, but we in Hollywood. And the show still goes on. That's Hollywood's motto. The show still must go on. I've always been that way. My mother passed this day. The next day I had a performance, and I went and I did that concert. Why? Because my mother sat there and practiced with me that song through the whole time I was supposed to do it up until she passed away. And because of that, I felt like I needed to do that for her. Because the show still must go on. See, that's how this world operates anyway, if you ever notice. You don't have time to grieve. You don't have time to stop and think or nothing. It's fast-paced. Everything is moving like the speed of light. You blink one moment, your child done grew up and graduated. It's plain and simple. I see I'm a firm believer in that. The show still goes on. The bill's still going to come like clockwork. You still got to keep motherfucking moving. So when my music dropped on me, didn't have no music, I had to sit there and say, okay, let me just do this shit a cappella then. For some strange reason, I think good on my toes. I tell people one of my biggest traits that I'm really fucking good at, but I'm not proud of, is that I'm sneaky. I can be the sneakiest motherfucker in the world and you would never know it. I'm not proud of it, but I know there's something about me that I can do if I really want to. That's why I don't like being with people that restrict me, because I don't want to have to use that trait. I haven't had to use it in 20, 30 plus years. I don't want to start using it again. So, with me having this trait and trying not to use this and trying to be on my best behavior and going through this situation where my music is gone, I immediately said, okay, which songs can I do a cappella that would sound good? And I already had the songs in my head that I wanted to do. Those were the songs I already been practicing. But I knew I'd been practicing some other ones just in case. But I was just like, I can definitely do this one a cappella because they've heard this a cappella partially. So this one, this way, this time, it gives me a chance to give them the whole second verse with no skippity skips. And they can catch on the whole shit. And they already know the hook, so they'll be able to chant with me. Bam, there we go. That's one. Knock that down. I see the guy in the back of the room like, keep it going. Shit, you got this. Keep it going. So I said, fuck it. Give me a hand clap. We're going to do it like this. Nigga. Everybody started hand clapping. Thank God my homies kept it. Shout out to my homies that was there that kept hand clapping because I know that was a long-ass journey. And I even tried to speed it up. That's why I was losing my breath. That's one thing I got to get a hold of is my breath. But I did the song that I wanted to do start off with. So I was like, all right, now I got that off. So in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, in case I get in the finals, I need to see how I can play my second song, the next song. So I asked someone to play my music from through their phone, just plug it up, since that was an option. Before they even announced who was going to the finals, the MC came to me and said, get your music together. I'm not telling nobody else but you. You made it to the finals. I was like, what? I'm with my folks. I'm like, don't say nothing. Just chill. Play it cool. You know, at one of them moments. And it was like, all right, I'm there. And the way they pick who goes first, second, and last is rock, paper, scissors. And for some strange reason, I won third place. I was like, yes. One person said, I'll go first. I said, cool. And then it was up against me and this other dude. We went twice against each other, and I won that. I said, I'm going last. Got off the stage, got my music together, went to use the restroom, came back, got me some water. I was on. However, I still didn't win. But it's okay. Because, again, this is two competitions. First time me doing this solo, and both times I go to the finals, they speak timing. You know what I'm saying? It was only one other female act. The rest were all men. So I'm going up against men. You know? There's nothing to it. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate the love that I had. But again, the professionalism when they say that in the competition and when we go out to different performances, it's about the professionalism of the group in a whole, because whoever comes with me is an extension of me, and it shows what type of people I kick with, and they're never going to want to book me if my people are rowdy. You know. And, again, I got the full understanding of how everything went, so I understand how it went down. But, again, it was a moment of me cleaning up, talking to everybody, letting them know everything is all good. Even though, you know, I'm a little more skeptical with certain things now. But I still wanted to lead in a professional way, because you never want someone to be like, oh, anybody know about her? And maybe you can say, oh, yeah, you don't fuck with her. She got nasty. She got a nasty attitude when she don't win, and her people's always acting like they ready to fight the DJ. No. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that reputation. So, MySpace. Now, I know that the one that created more of the stir is not in MySpace. And that's where most of the confusion and the irritation came from, because they weren't here. And I think they kind of knew that, too, because she didn't come with me. And they know who she usually with. So it's like, why are you writing so hard? But it's all good. We got through that. My space was good. Okay? We had that right there. My space. I'm just saying, you know, you have to limit those boundaries with certain people so they understand that there is the name of the game. You know what I'm saying? You got to play the game right. You know what I'm saying? That space is important. You got to put space in between people when you... I found this. It'd be the ones that you cherish the most that you got to distance yourself from the most. And you have to watch out, because your biggest hater could be sitting right next to you and you wouldn't even know it. Because we too busy loving on them, we fail to see the sign. Fail. You know what I'm saying? Just don't want to see the sign. I can't tell you how many times I've given people the benefit of the doubt. Seen all the signs. Showed me different stuff. Did different stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, nope, that's my baby. Nope. I don't believe that. Nope.
Ain't gonna happen. Nope, don't see it. And sure enough, what happened happens. Multiple times. Nope, I don't think that's gonna happen. She ain't like that. Sure enough, she is. She ain't money hungry. Sure enough, she is. She ain't dignitized. Sure enough, she is. He ain't thirsty. Sure enough, he is. You know what I'm saying? Try to give people the benefit of the doubt. Even though you see the signs, we always do that shit. Because we really try not to judge a book by its cover. But shit, the cover be having to tell you part of the story in the back. And you can see the shit. And you be like, nigga, I don't know about this. I don't know if I want to read this whole book. But we ain't supposed to judge a book by its cover. Can't help it. The cover done asked me a question. Dare to live in the thrill. The fuck? Why? Life is a thrill all by itself. I'm trying to make sure these bills get paid. What the fuck? But we take those chances. Benefit of the doubt. They say something that gives us a, let me see where this goes. We decide to overlook something that we usually wouldn't overlook because we think we being too picky. Let me bring it down just a little bit. That could be just a mistake. No, it's not. Those are those negative exponents that we be adding in our life, the algebra to life. You, as a person, have exponents that are negative and positive. Those positive ones help you grow as a person. What do you say? Uno es el número mágico. Uno el número mágico. That's what she said, something like that. One is the magic number. But you can have a plethora of people that are connected to you through exponents. Now, just because they are negative doesn't mean that you have to not like them. Just because they are negative doesn't mean that you can't deal with them. Just because they are negative doesn't mean that you can't still try to inspire them in some shape, form, or fashion. It just means that they're not in your mind space. They're not in here. They out here. You know what I'm saying? They're not even here. They out here. They the people that you see at functions and it's always good. They the people that if they having a party, you're going to go to because you know it's always going to be turned up. They the people that you call for certain information that you know that they're good for. You call them if you trying to be nosy in somebody's business because you know that's what they do. Yeah. Those are those people out here. Those negatives. Those are the people. Then you got those that are right here that are on the outer of your MySpace. These people right here. Not all the way, not with the hand extended. Those motherfuckers is out there that you just see just to be in passing. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers right here halfway, these are the motherfuckers you used to be cool with, but because you are growing, you have no room for them because they are okay with being average. And that's fine. We still cool. I know you got my back and I got yours. But you right here. But I'm going to still encourage you because I want you to come up to here. I want you to get back in my space. Because see, when we grow, when we decide that we want to grow, not everybody's going to come with us. See, you're going to have people in your life that's going to get mad that you want to grow. Looking at you like you uppity. I can't believe my homegirl told me somebody said called her uppity. I said, tell him your nigga is called bougie at all. Because we from the ghetto, but we want better, so we bougie.
get it right. If you're going to talk about it, say the right name. Do the right terminology. Know your shit. You goddamn right I ain't trying to live like no hood bitch. Because I want to find the things in life. Shit, whatever the fuck that is. But, yeah, we have people around us that want the same thing. So they strive to do that. You push for each other, they push for you, you riding each other on, support, 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 support. Y'all don't know it, but if you tell me you selling food, you tell me you selling jewelry, you telling me you selling clothes, I'm going to support you. If I got the money, I'm going to do it at least once. I have done it. If it's good, I may come back. If I got some extra money, I may spend big. You know, but you got to come at me the right way. I tell people all the time, it is several of y'all on Facebook right now that can definitely vouch for that. And I'll repost it. I will give you a review. I will shout you out. I will try to see if I can get people to buy something from my page. Because I believe in recycling my black dollar. That's just me. I don't believe in asking for no discount. You say it's $25 and I got to spend $75 with you for you to deliver my food. That bitch bring me 3 motherfucking plates and go on and deliver my food because I don't feel like getting up. That's just how I go. I'm not going to ask you for no discount. I'm just going to have your money in your hand or sent to you in your cash app. That's how you supposed to do it. That's how I do it. No one has ever seen me ask them for a discount. Ever. Ever. Unless I say I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for this today. And I will pay you Tuesday exactly when I say I'm going to do it. But I'm one of them people I learned as I got older. If it's meant for me to have it, I will have it. If not, I can pass on it. And it's okay. Eventually it'll come to me. If not, hey. I'm still a Flintstone kid. I'm still a Toys R Us kid. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big kid at heart. I see stuff just like everybody else and say, ooh, I want that. Yep. But I tell myself, not everything I want, I need it. Yeah. So when I think about the people I need in my space, I make sure those people that are in my space are the people that are on the same mind space as I am, trying to get somewhere. Because me watching my friends getting it inspires me to want to get it. Me watching them do what they need to do lets me know, let me let them know I see them doing their shit. You go, girl. Because sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need a little cheering, a hoorah. Just one person to say, I see you, bitch. I see you. Get it. So I do that because I can't do what I want to do all the time. I ain't got money to be like, bitch, let's go, we out. I ain't got like that. I don't. However, I'm moving up to where we can be around this motherfucker and be able to mingle and enjoy ourselves. Have some wine, listen to some music, and be old. Yes, I'm getting it together. Because those girls are in my space. They're on the same level. Then you got them friends, like I said, them friends that are on that middle page. I'm going back. I want y'all to hear me on this. The girl that's middle with the people that's middle ways, those are the people that used to be in the inner circle. And they see you growing, and they are okay with being average. So they're right here. Now, they may be hating on you, or they may be okay with what you're doing, but that ain't what they want to do, so they backed up. So they just see you when they see you. Those are those people. You ain't got no problems with them. They just okay with being average. And that's all right. If you okay with being average, you're good with where you at, you feel like you are okay, you content, you making it where you are, you don't want nothing to change, you straight, that's by all means, that's you right here. You right here. Because, see, these people in here, they always looking for ways to change. Someone is offering me something that is beneficial to my life, whether it's something they heard on the news. I get politics over here. I get documentaries over here. I get, a theory conspiracies over here. I get all the information on the doctor's side of things over here. You know, I got friends that give me information about every fucking thing, and I give them the information that I know. And the information is valid. Valid. We all give each other something that is valuable to life, where we're learning and we're growing every fucking day. Those are the people in my space. And these are the same people that they know. If we don't talk for 3-4 days, I got one person I don't talk to for fucking months. But as soon as we get on the phone with each other and catch each other, it's like we back in high school again, sit laying across our bed like, girl, let me tell you what happened. Girl, let me tell you this. Girl, shut up. No, she didn't. No, he didn't. Fuck that nigga. And be straight. Used to have speeches like, you know, if I had it, I would give it to you, but I got you on the next time. And go back and forth doing that. Every time we gave each other a ride, like, we ain't looking out for each other back and forth. But it's all love. Got homies I talk to every fucking day. Like I told y'all earlier, I was going through a battle earlier this week, mentally. I went to work and I was like, I'm angry. I'm crying. I have no reason to be angry. I have no reason to be sad. Why the fuck am I crying? What is going on? And then I'm feeling all these bad energies. And the whole point of me going to work is to get myself out of that feeling in the first place. I was pushing myself because I had no reason to not go. I was leaving anyway because I had a doctor's appointment. But I was trying to not do the no show up and force myself to go. And the energy at work was so off from the arguing, the problems, the hollering, the chaos between the young and the old. It was overwhelming and began to take its toll on me. And with that and feeling like I'm fighting with a demon in my bed spiritually, and not feeling that ease in my chest, it's like, I gotta go. I gotta check out. I couldn't regroup fast enough. And even when I got home, I still couldn't recoup. It's like when I got home, it was like tears just started falling down my face. And I'm like, why are you crying? You're not even supposed to be starting your period yet. What's going on? I was freaking out. I didn't know what the fuck was going on with me. Blame it on getting old. You never know. I don't know. But I had to hear from my friends, like I tell my friends, it's okay to have those moments. We have those moments where mentally we are not okay. And it's okay to take time away from everything to regroup. And for some reason, I just couldn't get it together at all. All week long, I was like, just go. Trying to force myself like I'm double dutching, like, get it, girl. Just go. Just go. It was one day I got fully dressed, made my breakfast and everything, and still couldn't go. Like, I just had a bad taste in my mouth. And it's overwhelming when you have an epiphany about what's with your life and you're like, ooh-wee,
you thought you might have made the right decision, which you kind of did, but you made a good decision, not the right decision, a good decision. However, that good decision is slowly backfiring when you start realizing, damn, is this going to be me for the next 30 years? I don't know. And those who knows what I do for a living and where I work, you understand what I mean about saying 30 years of this? I think not. And it was an epiphany for me to understand that I got some more growing to do. And I've already been talking about some things, but it's been at a standstill because life has been at a standstill, you know, with me, mind-boggling. And that's probably what it is. I just really need to just write my thoughts down, get all the things that I need to do on paper so I can see what it is I need to do and just start checking them off my list, because I know I got a lot of shit that I need to do that I'm just at a standstill. And it started with the summer because I really believe God was just telling me, just sit your ass down. Every time I tried to do something during the summer when I had the time to, everything backfired on me. No ID. Don't you take that credit card. Can't use that credit card. Can't go get a bank account until this time. You know, just so many different hiccups that was playing a part in it, to the point where I couldn't even apply for unemployment. I'm just now applying for unemployment for the summer. Why? Because you fucking fraudulent people doing all that fucking fraudulent shit, they added on that stupid-ass ID me, and that caused all kind of fucking confusion. I said it. That bullshit pissed me off, trying to show my ID. They said upload the picture. I lost my ID, so I was trying to upload the picture I had. Now you're telling me I need to talk to an operator and show them the ID. Bitch, I don't have the ID. I just got a picture of it. What the fuck? It's me. Like, damn. All the shit I went through to get the ID, go get the ID, wait a month for it to come, and it still don't come, contact them to find out I got to go back and take a picture in order to get my ID, which takes another 3 more weeks before I got it. By the time I got it, I started back to work already. I said this was a trick. I just know it's a trick. I was supposed to be, I was supposed to have all this shit done before time. I still got some stuff done within the last week before I was going back to work. But it was still like, fuck. I wanted to get all that shit done this time. So now I took all that time and chilled and relaxed, tried to keep the house up, tried to keep it clean because, you know, I don't like bugs nor rodents. And now I'm back in that game where I can do some stuff, so now I want to get it done. And it's like, I'm in slow motion. I'm truly in slow motion. Because my mental. And that's why my space is important. If I invite you into my space, I need you to understand that that comes with a whole lot of personalities to deal with. I'm a cool individual, but I can become an off-putting person and really become I will separate myself to regroup. I'm good at that. I like quiet. I don't have to always talk. That's why when I do these shows, I usually try to play music in between time, but I realize a lot of people on my live don't like hearing the music. So I decided to just find a subject, make sure I got bullet points on my phone, here. Goes on my live, I write down notes, and it's longer than what you think. I really write down what I'm going to talk about so I can be prepared. If I fall off, I can always just land on something and be like, bitch, pick up something real quick. If you get over with me, I'll do that. And be like, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, that's how I do. This is my time to talk already. This is the only time I'm going to talk. Because usually, or if I'm talking with my friends, my MySpace friends,
these get that talk from time to time, depending on what it is. Because average people can't understand what's going on in here. I had to learn that the hard way, too. See, I had a conversation about what I had was going on in my household, how I was struggling financially, and how I didn't know what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, where it was going to happen, and why. And this person in the average circle that's halfway out was trying to compare it to my situation as if to say, you got it better, stop complaining. And although I hear her on what she's saying, I can't take her serious because that's not what I'm telling you this for. You know, I'm not telling you this because I have it better than you and I want you to hear how bad I have it in my better situation, because really you could have it too if you applied yourself, but you're okay with being average. That's not my fault. But I had to blame myself for having this conversation with an average person, knowing that they don't understand what goes on in the inner circle with the people that like to grow. So you can't talk football with somebody that watches basketball and not football. You can't talk basketball with somebody that watches football and not basketball. I know. You can't talk mortgage with somebody who rents. You can't talk vegan food with somebody that eats pork. But it's like, it's certain things you just, it's hard to do. It's a hard conversation to have with somebody because they're not going to understand what the fuck you're talking about because they're not in that inner circle to understand that. They out here. They're average. They don't want to understand it. They don't care to understand it. And this is where they want to be. They're good where they are fucking at. So when I had this conversation with this person and it kept getting worse and worse and worse, and I'm sitting up here like, girl, I'm having a problem paying my bills. I don't know what I'm going to do. And you talking about a luxury bill that you got to pay that you worried about. I'm like, bitch, I'm talking about my utilities. What you talking about? And then you want to talk about, I wish I made that much. You could if you applied yourself. And at this moment, I'm like, ooh, change the subject. This is not the conversation you could have with this person because they don't understand mortgage when they have rent. You want to be in a mortgage situation, but you're okay with being average right here in this rent. And that's fine. I still love you. My bad for having a conversation with you that you would not understand being out here. And then I had to get off that phone, being mad. I was already upset with my situation, going, reaching out to her to have this conversation. Now I'm even more upset. Now I got to call somebody from my inner circle and tell her how I just hurt my damn feelings by having a conversation with someone I shouldn't have had a conversation with because they would never understand this situation, being that they are not in this situation. I got maybe 3, 4, maybe 5 friends I can call that would have understood. Technically, all of my friends, even the ones that rent, would have understood what the fuck I was talking about. The ones who actually pay more than me in rent than I do in mortgage. They would understand that. Those who have mortgages would understand what I'm saying. Because those that I know that have mortgages and rent, they actually got places that they actually want to be in that's actually decent places, and they want to live somewhere that they know is okay for them and their children to be at, their family, to raise a family in, so they're not playing for no bullshit. So when they'll understand what the fuck I'm saying because they've been here. They've been doing this for a long time. Hell, I stayed with them before I had my own, well, yeah. Before and after I had my own place. Stayed with some of my friends. Not long, but long enough. So yeah, I know. They know that my space right here. But again, like I said, them people that's out there, that's the motherfuckers
that you can only see in passing. You're not mad at them. You're not upset with them. You're not pissed off with them. You're not even disappointed in them. You just know that where they at in their life, they are okay with where they at, and they have never came as close to being a friend halfway through for you to acknowledge them as a friend. They are just an acquaintance. But when you see them, hey, hi, turn up. Like I said, a lot of them motherfuckers that ain't shit, they the best and turn up motherfuckers. Best turn up. They have the best turn up. They know how to have fun. Sad to say. That's the truth. But no, have fun. They like it. I like it. My time was like shit looking funny. Yeah. You got to watch it. You keep it running your circles. And them motherfuckers that's really like in the outer space, see, you got to think about this as Earth. This is your inner piece right here, your my space right there. And then you got the outer little part right there. And then you got the force field around there, around Earth. That's the motherfuckers that's out of arm's length that you say that you only see in passing that you ain't got no beef with, but they cool. You know what I'm saying? They ain't people you keep close because, you know, they ain't really your type of people, but you ain't really got no beef with them because they turn up as right or as real. The motherfuckers in outer space, the mother planets, and the motherfucking stars that's not really getting their shine because they ain't all that. You got to move in clusters because they can't shine by themselves. Them type of motherfuckers, them ain't your friends. Them the people that make you have a reason to stay up on the curb and get out the street. Them motherfuckers that do everything they can to watch you fall. People will come back in your life when they see you doing damn. You done had. I've had people come back into my life, try to be back in my life, all because they wanted to see how far I fell, how far I was going to fall, how down was I, how bad was my grieving, and if they could benefit from it. See, and the problem with people and my grief is that they never could understand my grief because I always had to show my strength. It was oblivious to them. So what they took as attitude or whatever else they felt was really grief. And the motherfuckers that came around and get a front seat to all the bullshit, tried to come up on my bullshit, I'm one of them people, like I said, I move. I think good and I work good under pressure. That's how I know I'm a diamond, because I'm like a coal. When you put coal under pressure, it becomes a diamond. And I'm always under pressure. And when I'm under pressure, that's when I shine the best. Use that concept for yourself. Swear to God it works. Whenever I feel like somebody's praying on my downfall, I go to the utmost to show them better. If I see I'm in a atmosphere where I'm around nothing but low life, I try my best to uprise around that shit and show that I will not let them bring me down. But I'm damn sure I'm not gonna try to bring them up to me either, because I can't help you. I'm still trying to help myself. Learn that. Trust me. So, bottom line, my space is very important to me. And who I allow into my space are people who understand how important my space is. They understand what it takes to create that space. See, A lot of people meditate because they find that they don't have no time for space. They don't have no space for themselves. And that meditation is their space for themselves. I'm creating that here in my home. Fuck what y'all talking about. I want a vacation home. I want a home that I don't need a vacation from. It don't need to be no $10 million, $20 million house. I'm okay with the bare minimum. I just want it to be mine and have what I want when I want it, why I want it, how I want it. That's just how I get down. So with my peace, if I invite you into my peace, don't take away mine. Just enjoy the peace that you have. Because it's so hard to get it. This world is so fucking chaotic that to come home and not have peace. Those who are married, it's supposed to be you and that partner against the problem, not you against your partner. Issues that come up during your relationship, you have to take into consideration that it is a problem that is bothering your partner. You have to find out why it bothers them. And why is it something that is done? And what is the middle ground for both of you to fix the issue? How can you guys get past that? See, because we got bad communication skills in the black community, we can't never really figure out how to get past that. When we do talk about it, it's like we yell at each other. We may pause for a second, then we may come back and apologize, but it's a general apology that really doesn't mean shit. Or if you do apologize for the right things, you really don't mean it. You're just saying it just to get past it because you want some pussy or you want some dick or you just want to just get past the tension because you're over it. And really, you need to get to the bottom of it because all you're doing is sweeping it under the rug. And when the shit happens again, the tension arises and it gets higher, higher, and higher. And then the shit hits the fan and it's a problem. So we really got to figure out a better way to communicate with each other. And a better way of accepting what people say without always thinking it's an attack on you. We have to understand that sometimes it is 20% what they say. No, it's 20% how they, yeah, it's 20% what they say and 80% how they said it. And that's what really bothers us the most is how they said it, the wording, the gesture, the outburst, you know, body language, all that shit. Certain things that's done when things are said. And text messages always ruin shit because regardless of how nice and calm and sweet you might try to think you sounded in a text message, somebody else is reading it with so much sarcasm in their throat, with so much attitude, thinking you rolling your neck when you saying this shit, all kind of shit. But that's not what you're trying to do. Just trying to have a conversation. See, I learned about a lot of space over the past couple of months, especially over the summertime because, you know, we're just trying to spend time with people and extend my time to people that are in the average circle. You know what I'm saying? Not because they're really trying to be average, but really because they are average. They want to be down here, but they're not really doing what needs to be done to be down here in the MySpace. Even though I let them come visit it from time to time, they're not really down here in the MySpace. You know what I'm saying? They're here in the average. This, the association is with average. What they're looking for is just average. There's no real direction there. And eventually they're going to be right here because there was a boundary that was set. And with that boundary that was set, it showed me,
let me get me together. See, I just had this conversation with my sister, and I think I may end this right here because I tell people all the time I am not crazy. The reason why I say I am not crazy is because I have no criminal record, no medical record that states that I am crazy. I have crazy thoughts. However, I have control of my crazy. So whatever craziness that is in me that can come out, the only way it will come out is if it's provoked. And when it's provoked, hell, that's on you, but you being shit. When you trying to come back and blame me for you fucking up, bringing out my crazy, because I have a good leash on my shit. That bitch is locked up. She is way over there. She locked up in my heart, the key in the toe. The big toe is though, at that. So, don't release her. Because, see, my space is real cool right here. Right here. I ain't got no problem. I ain't got that kind of problem. I ain't got that kind of problem. I don't like them kind of problems. You know what I'm saying? Once I see some chaos right there, you get kicked back to here until you show me different. And because of what I've been through over the past 5 years, once you get kicked out the circle, you can never come back. Just plain and simple. You can never come back. Once you come out that MySpace, you can never come back. Stop playing. Hell, I got some people that's in between the average people and in between the MySpace people that's still people that's trying to get it, but we're not as connected as that, as my MySpace people. We still got love. We still going to show each other love, and we're always going to root for each other. But when it comes to the support, it's not the same. Because we grew in different directions. But that don't mean that we don't still love each other. That's those people that's middle way in between the half, the average, and the middle, MySpace people. My MySpace people, they're my A1. Them the motherfuckers that can feel when something's wrong and hit you up and be like, you good? Them the motherfuckers that can see you arguing on Facebook and they not going to jump in the Facebook page. They're going to call you and be like, bitch, do I need to pull up? My MySpace people are connected like that. We run those ways. Yeah, I need to know that. That's the type of people you need to have around you. Sometimes people infiltrate those circles and they cause confusion, and you have to be able to get your circle back on track. Especially as we're getting older. We could get too old to still be having mess within your circles. Keep your circles tight. Keep your circles right. And make sure everybody has an understanding on what it is and what it ain't going to be. Life too short out here to be sitting up here holding grudges. And I tell people all the time, people get mad at me because I don't be holding on grudges. No. Why? I don't know. I can't live in the peace that I want for myself if I'm still upset with someone else. Can't do it. I can't even begin to believe that there's peace around me if I'm holding a grudge against someone. Can't do it. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to allow you to hold me captive like that. That takes away from the traveling that I like to do as a Sagittarius in my mind. I like to zone out and be in my own way. You see my lights? Fan going. AC rolling. TV on. I can really be on a whole nother galaxy right now. Because I'm not holding any grudges. I'm not holding on to anything that is causing more damage than good. Y'all don't realize when you hold on to shit, that shit that you feel like you burying deep down, all you doing is taking a seed that is bad for you and having it buried deep down in the ground. So when it comes through the soil, that weed start growing through the soil, eventually it's going to sprout out. And when it sprout out, it's going to cause more havoc than good. And you're allowing that shit to happen. I cannot allow that shit to happen to me. I'm not going to continue holding on to bullshit. I'm not going to continue being mad at shit that happened in my past. Shit happened for a reason. I understand certain things because I analyze it for what it is. You have to start thinking about shit. Why do people move the way they do? Why did they make that decision? What was that understanding about? What is it? I had a friend tell me that something happened in their life. Their parents made a decision in their life to do something. And I'm like, you have to ask yourself, why did they make that decision? Is everything okay? But the fact that they made this decision just pretty much on a, like a business transaction. But is everything all right for you to consider the business transaction to go down like that? Talk to me. Fill me in. What's going on? See, that's how I thought about things. My grandmother used to tell me, oh, we updating the trust and everything. For what? What's going on? You adding something? You subtracting something? I don't know. You just want to make sure everything's up to date. You sure? You good? You need me to be here? Things like that. Have to be able to talk, communicate, understand. Everybody moves a certain way for a certain reason. And you have to understand that their reasons may not be for you to understand. It may not be a reason that is accepting to you, but it's their reason. It's theirs. There's the own, and it's them to reap the consequences of it. So when you go out and create your own space, assure that you are comfortable in it first before you start inviting other people to it. And when you invite those people to it, assure that you know what level of closeness that you can get with these people, how close you can get with these people. How open can you be with these people? Because you just can't say everything to everybody. I'll be trying to tell certain people. You can't just tell all your business to every fucking body every time you meet somebody. They don't need to know every fucking thing about you. You dating somebody, they don't need to know you got kids right off the back. It's just like that Marlon Wayne episode. Things you just don't discuss. You don't tell them you got kids. They find out when they trying to sneak to the bathroom and step on one of the toys. Oh, yeah, I got kids. But even then, you wouldn't be in my house fucking me when I got kids. Sorry. That's just me. Sorry. They come in my house, got kids. They live here. You don't. Bye. Can't get in my bed. Got your own bed. Good day, sir. Unless my kids is at work. I mean, at school. Are they grown? You know, like, bitch, come on. And other than that, no. They hear they sleeping, they're enjoying themselves to stay home. Not yours. Bye. No, you can't come get comfortable. That's ruining their comfort. I can't do that. See? My space. That's them type of women I deal with. They're not going to let motherfuckers come in and disrupt the comfort of their children's home. That's how they rock. That's the type of people I roll with. Even those people, like I said, that's in between my mind space and the average people, they're like that. Some of my average people are like that too. But they average. They're okay where they at. Okay. It's the motherfuckers that's at arm's length and past that don't give a fuck about nobody but they themselves, and even then they barely give a fuck about themselves. So again, remember and acknowledge these exponents you have in your life, negative and positive, categorize them as according. You got rings. Your mind space. your loved ones, the average, the arm's length, and the outer space. All of them are essential to your growth on who you are. Even the ones in outer space, they teach you lessons that you would not learn from these people here, and probably not even from some of these people here, only because they average. They don't want to do much. They ain't trying to do that bullshit. No. Them motherfuckers out there, they got time today. They'll do it. Old bitch assness will come out. When you out here and in our space, you got time to fuck with everybody else's life but your own. I ain't got that kind of time. I prioritize. And once I see that I made you a priority or made something a priority that should not have been, that's when you get demoted down on the list, because I realized there was some other shit I had to get done before I even dealt with your punk ass or dealt with that bullshit. So we going to leave that down here. That's how I handle shit. That's how we rock the shit. So again, remember your space. Keep your space tight. Rock with yourself heavy before you rock with the next motherfucker heavy. You can't expect the next motherfucker to love you if you don't love you. You can't expect the next motherfucker to make you happy if you ain't already happy. Ain't nobody is responsible for your happiness. You're responsible for your own happiness. They only add to it. That's it. Add to it. Because you don't want nobody subtracting from it, right? Your space is valuable. Who you put in it is valuable, whether if it's in a negative way or a positive. So again, choose wisely. Friends, time to have a panel. So again, thank you guys for coming out for another Theory of a High Mind for a Friday. I'm really considering doing another day, though. I really am. We'll think about it, speak with the head honcho and see what he thinks about it. And we're going to get into it. We're really going to consider it because Friday nights, I know a lot of y'all be trying to go out. Hell, I'll be trying to go out. I'll be trying to hit these streets. But they say, it's greed. Yes, baby. All right, bud. Y'all have a great night. Be safe. Enjoy your weekend because Monday comes quicker than Friday when it comes to Monday. So do your motherfucking thing out like that. Come back next Friday. We'll be here.
Bitches looking at me sideways, in and out of traffic, I don't take the shit lightly. Mouth is always moving, but the horn sits quietly. Driving with my knee, arm stretched, biting me. Look in your mirror, seeing that you're still eyeing me. Can't accelerate if you're focused on what's behind me. Apply the shit to like and you see the fucking irony. And yet the bitch still keeps trying me. Act like she on the road, but plates say Hawaii. Cali driving different, so please move to the ride, please. I can't be a bitch, but I'm asking you politely. You're the only one breaking, so I silently pray to the God above and moving like I'm criminally. Insane, past the three lanes, accelerate. Gotta see what dummy look like. Okay. Hey, this is the weekend vibe. The weekend vibe. We drippin' for the motherfuckin' weekend vibe. Hey, yeah. We drippin' for the motherfuckin' weekend vibe. I'm gonna
clicker with some queens. Fresh, clean body built just like a dreamer. With fit attitude so mean. Dripped out, got you looking like a fiend. Meet in the parking lot so we can see. Pass the bottle, get lit or redeem. Draw you in, pump your brakes, it's a team. Can't break the circle unless you laugh at me. Hit the spot, tables lock, live streaming. Hearts drop, dick twitch, and pussy screaming. Mesmerized by what they are seeing. All the different shades of blackness are in dream. In between the love, haters in their feelings. Throwing shades, got the lights in here, I dream with. Don't give a fuck, get a number, a few reasons. Invite them to the sweet, kick them out before the sun sets. Hey, hey. We drippin' for the motherfuckin' weekend vibe. Watch the sunset and prepare for another play. One more night with all the fucking red. Gotta play hard when you work like a motherfucking slave. Hey, 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 the weekend vibe. Mm-hmm. This is the weekend vibe. We dripping for the motherfucking weekend vibe.
You know, I want you to be like a flower in the breeze. Flow with me, bend with me. Ladies, they got their own car and own place. Paying all their bills with some money in the bank.
Cha-ching.
Niggas spend the night, but don't never let them stay. Queens understand what I say. It's that boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Make it out my face, cause it's that boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Make it out my face, cause I'm on, I'm on, I'm on my boss bitch sweat.
When I walk, I glide. Give a high five on the black hand side. Air hug if my nails ain't dry. Got an extra door whenever niggas ain't acting right. Bye-bye, I find out. Have a better time when it's just me, myself, and I. Or whenever boss bitches reunite. Don't I level a queen and some of you hoes can't seem to get right. It's time I say why. Queening is the way of life. Paper chasing, keeping our crowns high. Letting all the bullshit pass us by. Self-love, sprinkle with some pride. Sweet just like humble pie. Sugar coat will make you cry. Woo-hoo, you never got that automatic pack,
hey.
Chillin' and relaxin' on any given day,
hey.
Don't listen to what lonely bitches gotta say,
hey.
My mind at peace on some boss bitch, bitch.
Ladies, they got their own car and own place. Paying all their bills with the money in the bank. Niggas spend the night, but don't never let them stay. Queens understand what I say. It's that boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Make it out my face, cause it's that boss bitch sweat.
Hey.
Make it out my face, cause I'm on, I'm on, I'm on my boss bitch sweat.
Then I say, stay out my inbox, don't give a fuck. If you see me in a crop top, I'm like a champagne bottle when it goes pop. Thirsty ass got a glass, I think not. Made me a subject with the plot. Now I got your whole motherfucking block hot.
FYI,
when I sway, I'm a lady that knows how to handle motherfucking glock. That's right, black girls do rock. And that's where we got is hot. Sugar dumpling, rock them top. Outline bodies with them chops. Spread connection on the rock.
cigar fat with weed inside. But at the end of the day, I fall to my knees and bow my head and give it all up to my God. So many things change, we living day to day. Get out the way, Jimmy Rabbit thought it was okay. Get out my face before you fuck around and get named from a boss bitch, sweat.
Ladies, they got their own car and own purse. Paying all their bills with some money in the purse. Niggas stay tonight, but don't never let them stay. Queens understand what I say. It's that boss bitch sweat. Boss bitch sweat. Boss bitch sweat. Boss bitch sweat. Make it out my face, cause it's that boss bitch sweat. Make it out my face, cause I'm on my boss bitch sweat. Boss bitch sweat. Boss bitch sweat. Boss bitch sweat. Make it out my face, cause it's that boss bitch sweat. Make it out my face, cause I'm on my boss bitch sweat.
I'm on my boss bitch sway. I'm on my boss bitch sway. I'm on my boss bitch sway. Sway, 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 sway.